Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Turn to the Mike Counter Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Show, it's 102.5 The Bone. That's right, you're in Ozzy and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
This is one of the best mashups I've ever heard. I love this. That's so great.
That's awesome. The unbelievable thing is that Ronnie D and the Superstars, we played this one time on the air, and then next thing you know, they played it at the live gig.
Yeah, and they
played it great.
When they started playing it, I was like, no way.
Yeah.
There's another one. Do you want to hear it? I haven't heard it yet.
What is it?
It looks like Blind Melon.
Okay.
The B-Girl.
Yeah, No Rain.
And Dee Snider. I don't know what Twisted Sister song it is.
All right.
This is a DJ Cumberbund. The B-Girls tapped in.
Okay. I was the B-Girl one year for Halloween. It was great. It was when I had long hair, so I did the pigtails.
All right, B-Girl. Let's go.
What do you think you're doing?
Is that a pledge pin on your uniform?
Hold on. Hilarious, because the B-Girl is dancing in a...
Joey has it on Bone TV.
Yeah, right? She's dancing like in a talent contest.
Right.
And the guy from Animal House is judging it from the other video. All right, here we go.
Stand up straight! You are a disgusting slob!
She runs off stage. I haven't heard this. I don't know if it's terrible. DJ Cumberbund. Let us not take the credit for the matchups.
It's good stuff.
Yesterday on the program, during the show, I'm logged into Facebook pretty much every morning during the program.
Right.
And I get a instant message where I have to accept it because I'm not friends with the person. So I accept it, and it's this lovely black girl. And she's like, hello. And I go, hi. And right away, I know I'm going to be scammed. I'm going to be asked for my credit card number or something like that. Or my password. And she's like, how are you? I'm like, how are you? And she's like, I like your picture. I like your picture. So I'm getting playing along. And then she wants to call me on Facebook, which you could do, like FaceTime, which I've never done before.
Okay.
And I go, okay, do it. But I don't have a camera here. And they don't even let us look at porn on these computers. So I couldn't get it to work. On my way home yesterday, she calls me back. So I answer the call. How will it end?
it will end with her asking for money. And it's a guy. It's a guy. It may be like a girl at first, whatever. But
she did. I was able to see her from the radio station, but she had it pointed to the floor. And she said her grandmother was there, so she couldn't show me her.
Right. So it's a girl, and it winds up handing it to a guy. It winds up being a guy, and he asked for money.
Spanish?
I'm going to say it was a girl. It was a young girl from some African school that just now has computers, and they got the internet, and they have Facebook, and she found it, and she wanted to call you.
All right. Carmen?
I don't think you ever got to see her because you asked a certain question or something that made her nervous and she just hung up.
Right. You want to know the truth?
Sure.
Okay. So she hits me back and I can't tell if I'm talking to a real person or a video. She's laying on a bed in what looks what I would expect to be an African home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like kind of like maybe even a Cuban home. Kind of run down, you know, but nice. And she's like, what are you doing? Well, I can't do it. I'm like, I'm driving. What are you doing? And she's like, just laying here. And she's like rubbing her arm. And I'm like, uh-huh. And then I'm like, what do you got going on over there? And she's like, these. And she pops her boob out.
What?
Starts rubbing it.
Stop.
And now I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Am I on some sort of Twilight Zone episode? So I go, I still am not 100% sure that I'm talking to a live
right,
person.
It may actually be just a video clip.
Because there's a little bit of a delay and she can't hear me. And she's like, where do you live? And I'm like, how did you find me? And she's like, I'm the Facebook. I saw your picture. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, I wanted to see more of you. I'm like, I want to see more of you. Within 40 seconds, she's completely naked. I don't know, like this,
right? Yeah,
doing this, and then I was throwing ridiculous instructions out there, and she was following through on every one of them.
Really?
Take this and put it here, and she was like this. I go, yeah, like that. Boom! And it got to the point where I was like, this is so fantastically wonderful. I kept trying to take screenshots, and because she was moving, all they were blurry butt shots. And I'm like, this is not happening to me right now. So I can't figure out what's going on. In my, as I'm driving, trying to have video phone sex with some girl from Africa on my way home, I'm like, this is good. So eventually I just hung up. I let it go for about 15 minutes, and then I was like, all right, I gotta go.
You were done.
It wouldn't take that long.
So do you have her name?
Yeah, hung up. I just hung up abruptly in the middle of while she was doing this.
Okay, yeah.
And I said, I don't know. How do I get out of that? Like, I didn't know what to do.
Bye.
So I just stopped, yeah. And then on my way home, I was like, I was crazy. So I went home and I was like, what do I do now? And I'm like, I don't want her to have access. Like, I don't want to do it from my computer at home, but I'd like to continue that.
Oh, yeah. Gosh.
And then I want to see what the deal is. I still feel like eventually she's going to go, why don't you send me some dollar bills? But she didn't ask me for anything. All she wanted to see was my beautiful face.
Wow.
You got
she didn't even ask me to buy her and have her come over here to this country.
Oh, no. Visa's going to get dinged or
there's
something.
There's something.
I think this is the long con. I think she starts out by showing you all the good stuff and then, here, talk to my brother.
At 4:54 p.m., which was sometime after our last conversation, she wrote, honey, with little dots. And then at 6:04 p.m., she wrote, why are you snubbing me?
Oh, why are you snubbing?
And then at 5:37 this morning, she wrote, hello, dear. So we're in. We are dating now.
Wow.
The way I see it.
Hopefully the next one, she's got a friend in there. They both call you.
Well, the funny thing is, before she goes, I go, I thought you were going to be a guy because you're only showing the floor. And she goes, well, my grandmother was there. And she goes, your grandmother's there? And she goes, you want to see her? I go, no. And then I go, I don't know, do I? In my mind, I'm doing all of this for the show, even though nobody else is seeing it.
Yeah,
so,
It's recorded somewhere.
That's what you're going to tell your wife. It was for the show.
No. I it was for the show in my car.
Yeah.
But if I can get it home to my office, it's going to be for my own personal enjoyment. I don't know. That's the most hilarious thing I've ever seen. So here I have a 20-year-old girl approach me and just got super naked and started doing stuff to herself
and you
online.
Saw her face.
If we did, yeah, I saw every part of her, every part of her,
soul.
Parts that even you don't like to show.
Oh,
yeah, and I was like, parts of you that have tattoos. She showed me, and I thought, this is awesome. This is awesome, but also is what's wrong with the world. This 20-year-old girl out of the blue contacted this old 45-year-old man in another part of the country and was like, look at me naked. And if I were to do that to a 20-year-old girl on the other side of the world, people would be wanting to put me in jail.
Yeah.
No, Reddit would write a whole thing about
that. That would happen for sure.
Listen to me. I swear over my children's lives, that's exactly what happened, that this girl got completely naked and started doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and then I've never heard from her before in my life. Now, I will pursue this at another time, and I'll let you know. If she asks me for money eventually, I will tell you.
Yeah.
Does she have like a Facebook profile? Like, did you creep her profile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so she's got a bunch of pictures here. I'll show you. She's got a bunch of pictures on there where she looks just like this. I mean, she's attractive. Wow. Yeah, right? Be careful of what? What am I going to do?
Carmen, if you're a team player...
This is where she was.
You have to get naked for an African guy.
Now. Yes, to make it for
that's fair. It's only fair.
Yeah, or else it's going to be more bombings.
Yeah, it equals it out.
Yep.
Okay, I guess.
Look,
I have to.
This was her exact place that she was. She was laying right on this bed on that blanket with that picture in the background.
She is super
You sure
hot.
It's not like the Burger King chicken where they have it all?
Asking to do something that's already been programmed. I should have been like, pass the football. I don't know. I really don't know what happened, but eventually... I'll bring in a laptop, and we'll figure out how to do it live during the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we have to see this. Or if our company can maybe step up and let us access the internet like adults, we'll be able to do it live here. There is some... Listen, I'm not stupid. There is some sort of hook. She eventually is going to say...
Yeah,
like, her intro on her Facebook just says, I love making friends.
Ooh. Well, that's a good way to do it.
Yep. And then if you look at her, all of her friends, they're all old white guys.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, she's got a bunch of sugar daddies.
Yeah, well...
Let them send them
that's for her. How it works.
Mm-hmm. Does it, Karen?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky bitch.
Not you. You went to India.
Yeah.
Remember when you got an Indian sugar daddy?
Yeah.
And we had to cut it short because we were nervous that he was going to try and rape you.
By the way, lucky bitch who doesn't have shoes and sleeps on a bed made out of dung.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so lucky.
Dung bed.
Yeah.
Her bed looks actually really nice. I just saw a picture Mike showed me. She looks good.
Timbo, what do you know?
Hey, Mike, good morning. Hey, don't get caught up in that. That's a scam, brother.
What do you mean?
They videotape you from the other side.
Well, thank God I didn't take my wiener out or nothing.
Yeah, well, I got caught up. She wanted to do a little sexy time, and I got caught up, and I had to delete my Facebook and everything.
Why? Wait. Tell me what happened. What's the scam?
Well, what they do is while you're on the chat with them, they're videotaping from... the other side.
Right.
Well, then they'll let you go for a while, and then they'll send you this long text saying, I got this video. I'm going to post it to all your friends on Facebook. So I delete everything.
So what did they get? They got a video of you rubbing one out?
I wasn't rubbing one out, but I might have showed her my business.
Was it the same kind of girl?
No, this chick looked like she was from... Latin America, maybe.
Gotcha. All right, well, I know I'm sexy, but I'm not sexy enough for some random 22-year-old girl from the other side. Like, thank you, Spanish. So I knew there was something coming, but I'm going to write it out and find out what's happening. She got nothing on me. I didn't show her my junk, so thank you, sir. What's that, Carmen?
Don't do it.
No, I'm not. All you got was my face like this. In fact, I tried when she did this, and she turned over. It was perfect because she couldn't see if I was screenshotting it. So I put my mom in the little cube at the top, and I went. I took a picture of it. So it didn't come out. It came out blurry, but my face was like, I'll get it. What I'll do today is I'll try and talk to her again today, and then get some screenshots to put on the page tomorrow. Oh, Mike, hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I was going to tell you that. What that last guy said, they're videotaping you. They're going to catch you rubbing one out, and then they're going to threaten to post that to all your friends.
Thankfully, I did not rub anything out. Woo! Holy.
Yeah, it was kind of a big thing about, I don't know, maybe probably about a year or so ago. There was all kinds of guys that were basically getting held hostage. It was like, if you send them like $2,000.
$2,000? I'd be like, hey, I got news for you. All my friends know I'm rubbing one out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Oh, I listen. That is fun. How far did you get going there before they got you?
I just happened to hear about it on the internet. Oh. And I heard a couple friends talking about it. No, man, I'm not trying to rub one out on the internet.
I don't know. She was pretty hot, dude. If I was not driving, I probably would have.
As far as scams go, that's a good scam.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great scam.
Yeah. She gets naked and just does stuff to herself.
How do I get to do that to somebody else? I want to do that. I don't
know. Videotape them while watching you?
So here's what you do.
Hey, Ben, that happened to you?
Yeah, hi. Yeah, this happened several years back. I work for myself. I have a business, so I have a post office box, and I got a letter there. You know, up in Carrollwood, I got a letter from, like, the Congo or Zimbabwe.
Right.
And it said, I'm a young girl, and I want to come to the U.S. and all this stuff. And it said, do you want any nude pictures? So I said, I wrote her a letter back. And I said, yeah, sure. So I got
what guy wouldn't? Later,
some nude pictures in a mail. And then about a week after that, I got a letter, and it said that they were from the Zimbabwe or something police department, and if I didn't send them $5,000 in U.S. currency, they were going to report me to the people over here, and I was going to be arrested and all this stuff. So I just sent them a letter back, told them to go screw themselves, and I never heard from them again.
Yeah, I wonder if there's anybody out there who got scammed. Oh, I should have asked that guy. Did he give him money, or did she post him on the internet? Yeah. Did she post a video? That's it. All right, thank you, man. Like the guy who got scammed, the guy who showed his junk.
Right.
Did he...
Probably not. I think he said he just deleted everything. You know, abort and just burn everything.
Shut it down.
Oh, my God.
Shut
hilarious.
It down, people.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is, so you set up a call with her, and then you have your laptop facing your computer so that you have a guy on there doing stuff, and you can be talking to her and be like, yeah, here, I'm doing this, whatever, but it's not you, but you get to see her, and you're off the other side of the screen doing the same thing.
So funny. Yeah, but I don't know. You know, listen to me. Oh, I guess if she says I want to see it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But you never really have to show it. You never really have to show it.
Right.
Yeah.
At the time that I FaceTime with my wife, I'm doing it. She doesn't even know it.
So. Right.
Oh,
just kidding. I do it with you, too.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.